Welcome to this week's Cup of Joe on the Existential Millennial Podcast. In these baby nugget episodes of the podcast, we are going to be jamming and diving into ideas and challenging the way that we are thinking through our life, our love, and our spirituality. I'm your host, Joanna Dreiling, and I'm so excited for you to join and have a cup of Joe. All right. So today on this episode, a cup of Joe, on this cup of Joe episode, we are going to, over the last 24 hours, I don't really hear the word radiance very often, truthfully. And over the last 24 hours, it has come up like in my sphere in probably like 6 or 7 times, and then in my own head, like 4 or 5. So I'm taking this as a sign to have the conversation. And I intend this to be a cup of Joe. So we'll see if this turns into an actual episode. But yeah, so radiance. So here's what I have to say about radiance is humans as a species and as a collective are not aware of how much radiance, true radiance, lives within their bodies. And we wouldn't know, honestly. This is all societal conditioning that like we don't have this radiance within us. We've been made to believe otherwise. And we have so many limiting beliefs and so many identities that block us from truly being able to experience our own radiance. And I feel like I came on earlier to record and I'm not really sure what I'm going to do with audio, but one of the like things that came up for me is just how much when I came to stay with my mom back around Christmas, and yes, unintentionally stayed as long as I have and whatnot, but like I came to her house with a loss of my own radiance and a diminishment of my own confidence. And over my time being here, I've always been a positive person, but that doesn't necessarily mean that radiance is present. And radiance really, I feel like, cannot exist without some level of confidence in who you are and some level of, I want to say steadfastness, but just like some level of self-assuredness. And yeah, and so I feel like over these last few months, though, I know the word radiance has come up and anyway, okay, sorry, I'm digressing like hell a lot. But our radiance is, I feel like that's what I've been truly sitting in and truly aiming to develop over the last couple of months. And that would make, after looking at the habits and how much I prioritize my own spiritual practice, like what I'm saying makes sense, because our radiance is our light. If you think about it, the sun has rays and those rays hit our face, but that is the sun's radiance, you know, those rays of light. The sun has beams and rays of light, and that is the sun's radiant. And we as humans also have our own radiance, and that is our own light. That is our positivity. That is our passion. And whatever radiance truly looks like for you as an individual, because each individual, because of their own soul blueprint, has their own true expression of their own radiance, whatever that is. And, you know, we could call this genius, the way that I'm using it in this context, but truly, I mean, that's more so like what helps us feel radiant, right? What activity helps us feel radiant and doing that. But also, our own radiance is available simply from our being. It is simply from our being that we get our radiance. Because think about it. Also, going back to the sun. The sun. This is a concept in meditation, but this is a very pointed truth in the unconditional nature of the world and the unconditional nature of the sun's light. Because we could be experiencing the craziest hurricane, not have seen the sun, you know, in Michigan, like you never see the sun in the wintertime. But you might not have seen it for so long, but the sun is always there. No matter what the storm is, the sun is always there. And I feel like I've probably said something along these lines in another podcast episode, but like the sun's light is always there even when we can't see it. And even that is still true for us as humans, is because we, our darkness might come out, our clouds might come out, but when we remember that there is a sunnier side simply by clearing the clouds, clearing the darkness, then can we find the light and we can bring it in and live our radiance. But it is always there. Our radiance is always there, but we have forgotten what our own true soul's radiance is. And we've forgotten that we even have any radiance in the first place. Which, I gotta say, is undoubtedly untrue. And and this is coming from somebody who has undoubtedly forgotten it over and over and over again. And that's just like part of being human. But we are beams of light in this world. Every single one of us. In a way. Like, I don't know many humans that don't experience, I don't know. Actually, I take that back. I take it back. Maybe not every, I mean, I want to have, see here, my perpetual optimist has the belief that everybody has light within them. It's just a matter of all of the clouds and the layers of the clouds that are covering everything up. Truly. Exactly. Exactly. Every single human has light. Every single human has radiance. It is just constantly covered up in clouds. These clouds being our limiting beliefs and our identities. Oh, well, I just hit my desk and so I apologize. Yes. And I've forgotten it more than once. I truly have. But especially within my meditation practices and in practice, that is what I challenge myself to develop in the practice, is remembering that radiance. And, you know, reminding myself, kind of activating it and turning it on to then use it within life and use it within the everyday. And so that is, even if I do nothing else, I do a little tiny practice creating that. But I really want to acknowledge the fact that we always have our radiance, but sometimes the clouds are so deep and so strong that us simply closing our eyes and doing a meditation practice to connect us to our radiance might not necessarily bring us to that level of radiance we might be looking for. And there is an initial clearing, I feel like, that has to happen to pass some of the darkness away and some of the clouds away to even see the glimmer of light that is the sun. You know, it's like passing clouds in the sky. Are we looking at a hurricane? Are we looking at passing clouds in the sky? Are we looking at no sky, like no clouds at all? You know, like who knows? But that's our challenge as humans, is remembering our radiance and no longer resisting not showing up in that radiance. Yeah. That's about all I gotta say.